Hi, welcome. Everything is fine. I don't know what the beginning.
This is fine.
Exactly.
It is a good day.
It is a good day. We are much different than our last episode.
I feel like last episode, was that on a Thursday?
It was on a Friday morning.
That was a bad, I had a bad day the day before, and now I am winning. Last week I was losing, today I am winning.
It's amazing what, like, I mean, it's been a few days since then, but our mood had really changed by that Friday night. We recorded Friday morning. It was Friday night. Yeah, and that Friday night,
everything changed.
Everything had changed. So we wanted to update you guys on.
I know.
Hopefully you listened to our seventh episode, which was called "He Took My Pride and My Dignity and My
Money and My
Something
Else."
I forgot.
Gone Girl.
The Gone Girl, yes. Hopefully you listened to that first, and then you would notice that at the end of the episode, we talked about our bad Janets, like we usually do. And we talked for a very long time.
We did.
And
we were heated.
We were heated, very emotional. I'm sure you could tell by our voices and everything, but
our bad Janet was Brooklyn Nine-Nine getting canceled by Fox.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it on for length, I think, and we talked about how much we hate Fox and how much it deserves to be on NBC. And guess what happens? NBC picks up this show within 24 hours, I think. Like, it wasn't even an entire day. And now it's going to be on NBC, where it deserves to be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, like the cast has been, like, shading Fox?
Yes.
It's so funny. And then NBC, they already released a poster that says NBC's Most Wanted.
Yes, I saw that, too.
I'm just so happy they deserve to be on NBC.
Yeah.
Like, even the CEO or whatever, one of the people who works for, like, executives for NBC was like, like, we're so excited to, like, welcome them home and, like... if we had known Andy Samberg was always going to be in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, we would have bought it or we would have kept it instead of selling it to Fox.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, God, they really deserve to be on NBC.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Finally home.
Yeah.
It took Brooklyn Nine-Nine one day to rise again.
And how many days did it take Jesus?
Three.
Exactly.
So we know where this is heading.
Exactly.
So yeah, we pretty much predicted it. We knew it was going to happen. You know, I'm sure you listened to the episode and you're like, don't these girls know that it got renewed? And we didn't at the time.
Exactly.
But we felt it in our hearts.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this follow-up.
Our bad Janet has been canceled.
Yeah,
just so,
so
everyone knows.
Exactly. That's what we wanted to say, is our bad Janet was redacted.
It was redacted. But not redacted in, like, a different sense of redacted that I use, but redacted as in taken back.
Yes, exactly. As in the actual definition of redacted.
Okay, you know what? I don't know terms.
I don't
care about Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Exactly.
So. Oh, another cute thing is that Mark Hamill and Seth Meyers and Guillermo del Toro and Sean Astin.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda. They're all in a group chat together.
Uh-huh.
Because of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I fully expect them.
Wait, actually, I don't know if Lin-Manuel Miranda is in it.
I
was only saying his name because he tweeted about it a lot.
No, but he tweeted about it a lot.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are in a group chat together.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
So, we stand.
Yeah, exactly.
The greatest show of all time.
Exactly. So now everyone, go watch it when it's, I mean, it's still on. There's still one more episode left on Fox.
It's going to be the best episode.
We don't want to promote Fox, obviously, but do watch that episode. Give them that ratings at least.
Oh, and not only did Fox cancel Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they canceled most of their shows.
Yeah.
And the one show that they did pick up is Last Man Standing, starring Tim Allen.
Yeah.
And their reasoning for it was literally like, oh, after seeing the success of Roseanne, we just thought that Brooklyn Nine-Nine wouldn't fit into our lineup and that this show would.
Wow.
And that, like, it's easier for a new show to gain entry or whatever. And I'm like, just say you're catering to middle America because you only care about money. Which I get. Like, obviously, like, Roseanne, I think, or Last Man Standing was getting 7 million viewers and Brooklyn Nine-Nine only has 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm like, you're not promoting your shows. So
yeah.
Of course they don't have viewers.
Exactly. Because, like, Last Man, whatever, was on ABC and they definitely promote way more than Fox.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, moral of the story is we still hate Fox.
Yes.
They can choke.
Unless they want to hire me.
Unless they want to hire us. And, yeah, that's pretty much all.
So, we just wanted to read that.
Exactly. So, just a quick little 5-minute episode, a little minisode.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, we might have to do this. Hopefully we don't have to do this again in the future.
We want to keep our bad Janets.
Exactly.
Bad.
Exactly. So. We don't like going back. We don't like,
we don't, you know, like being
wrong.
Ourselves.
Yeah, or that too. Exactly.
Yeah, or being wrong.
Exactly. So.
Yes. So thanks for listening.
Exactly.
And hopefully you're as excited as we are.
Exactly. Hit us up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll listen to our full length episode next week.
Cool.
Bye bye.